Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
I think your knee-jerk reaction is, if you're getting harassed at work, yeah, of course you got to say something about it, or do you?
So that's the question, and this is a friend of mine, and she's a woman, and she's in a really rough spot. And unfortunately, I'm sure it's something that a lot of women probably experience at least once in their lifetime. And she came to me, and she was talking to me about this, and she was saying that it's not as easy as I, as a man, thinks to just say something. And that's why I feel for her. And I don't know what she should do. So she's been with this company for a long time, I think over a decade. And she loves her job. She loves everything about her job. She doesn't want to do anything else. In recent times, in the last month of her life, I guess there's been some project that they're working on. And so they've been put into different groups. And her group happens to be with this one guy who is newer to the company. So she had to exchange numbers with the guy, obviously, in order for them to work on the project and talk about work. And she said in the beginning, it started off very normal. Every conversation they would have would be work-based, and that was the end of that. So she's had three incidents now with this guy to this point where she's now literally in a space of, I don't even want to go back to work, but I also am afraid to say something. Because the first incident was she had to go into his office. And she said she felt this weird energy because when she goes into the office, he immediately gets up, closes the door, and closes the shades in the office.
Oh, that's weird.
So that's what she thought. Mm-hmm. She didn't understand what that was about. So the first time he did it, she let it go. And she was just like, all right, I don't know what that was, but that was awkward. So then the second incident happens where he sees her in the hallway, and normally they would just say hello. But for whatever reason, on this particular day, he reached out to give her a hug. And so she gave him a hug, but when the hug occurred, his hand was a lot lower than it should have been.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And so she was like, okay, that's the second thing now at this point. So she's like, all right, maybe it was an accident. You know, she's like, man, I'm going to let it go.
No more physical contact after that. I can control that and just deny it.
Right. So then the office part, now after the hug, the office thing feels even more weird where she goes in there and she noticed that he only does this with her. When a guy would go into the room and they would have to have a meeting, he doesn't close the door. For some reason, when she goes in, he closes the door. So when she noticed this, she got up and opened the door. She didn't say anything about it, just got up and opened it back. He got up and closed it back.
No way.
So that's when she's like, okay, I'm not in my head about this. Something is happening here. So the final thing that happened where she was like, all right, now I really need to decide if I'm going to say something. They had some type of conference and like, you know how you have the conference rooms of a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire company is there, you know, food, and they're having whatever, their conference together. At some point, she said that he's like texting her from a different table because they all sitting at whatever table that they were assigned to. And he says, what are you doing later for lunch? Do you want to go upstairs?
Nah, I'm busy. I'm going to be in the HR office.
Facts, which I didn't even put together because I was like upstairs.
To his hotel room?
Because there's hotel rooms, which I didn't even put that together. But I'm like, oh, that's what he meant with a wink face. Ends it with a wink face.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So now she's got receipts, though.
Yeah.
She does.
Yep.
So she finds out that not only does she have those receipts, but where the hug occurred, there are cameras. So I guess in her talking to someone else that she works with, trying to get some advice, apparently this guy has done this before with someone else at the company, but that woman also didn't say anything. So my knee-jerk reaction was, you should say something, because if you don't, this man is going to continue to get away with this and probably do it to as many women as he can before he's finally called out. Mm-hmm. And of course, she goes into the sympathetic place of, you know, he's married and he has kids and I don't want him to lose his job. Mm-hmm. I don't want to create these waves for myself. I don't know what this is going to look like for me and the company if I say something. So she's like, I don't know what to do, Mo, because as much as I want to say something, I really don't see this going well for me if I do.
Yeah, as a fellow woman, you see it all the time. Like, even though you're not the one in the wrong, you're calling out somebody's bad behavior. When a woman speaks up, she typically gets attacked. Like, she will be the one that gets attacked for what she says happens. And it happens time and time again. And that's why, like, I want to empower people to speak up. But I also don't fault them for not saying anything, because when you do, you're either not believed or you're attacked for what you said.
Did you say the power dynamic here is weird? Like, he's in a higher position than she is?
She said it's kind of weird, because not really. They're kind of on an equal playing field, yeah. But he is the lead of this project.
Okay, so would a text like this... Again, I'm not a woman, so I haven't been in this situation, so my mind doesn't think like that. But sending a text back saying, I'm feeling uncomfortable. If this continues to happen again, I'm going to HR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now she's got the receipt. She's fired or shot. And if they're equal, especially, I don't know what the risk is there.
To me, I mean, I feel like it sounds simpler than it actually is, because like you... explain how this woman is feeling. Women tend to empathize with people's mistreatment of others, like thinking, oh, well, he has kids and he has a wife and I don't want to ruin his life, even though what he did made me feel uncomfortable. Because then we start to think, well, was his hand really that low? Is it me? I mean, mm-hmm. Does he shut the door with everybody anytime they go into the office? And you start to gaslight yourself to where you start to feel like maybe what you're feeling isn't valid, and it's hard to stand on business when you're talking yourself out of it. So for me, if I was her, I would have no problem saying that it was making me feel uncomfortable. But at the same time, like, I don't blame her by mm-hmm. any means if she's not willing to put her career at risk for something that she may not feel confident standing up for yet.
Here's Candace, who's got some advice for you, Mo. Hey, Candace, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Good morning. So one, she needs to read her employee handbook on harassment discrimination. Two, if they retaliate, usually retaliation against the harassment claim is illegal, and she can file an EEOC should they retaliate and terminate her. But this is serious, because this guy, I mean, one, he's asked her to basically probably go against her employee handbook of dating or having relationships with upper management.
So Candace,
who cares? Who cares if he gets fired and he mm-hmm. has a family? Who effing cares?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
So Candace, I have a question for you, because you sound like you actually know your stuff. So in this instance, because I've always heard HR is not there to protect you, they're there to protect the company, right? So what if she sends him? Yeah. What if she sends him? What if she sends him an email point blank and says, "Hi, moving forward, I don't want you to close the door when I come into your office, and please don't send text messages like the one you sent blank." And then you have that in writing and see what happens from there.
She could, but that's going to open up a can of worms, because then he's going to start to nitpick and nitpick and nitpick everything that she's doing wrong in her job. And he's going to have documentation of that. She needs to have documentation written out, filed with the company about his harassment.
Candace, are you in HR, or did you just watch a lot of Law and Order and stuff?
No, I am. I'm an HR generalist for a staffing agency.
Yeah, you are. We can hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. All right.
Which is why I asked my question.
Yeah. I appreciate you calling very much. Yeah. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.